Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Can you really rekindle something after a decade apart? Well, we're going to find out from the caller here. And also, don't forget, DocLove.com has a contest all through 2021. I am going to be giving away about $500 worth of Doc's best materials every single month. Check it out at DocLove.com. Also, check out the system at DocLove.com, also known as the Dating Dictionary. It's changed the lives of thousands around the world. All right, here's your free segment from January 6, 2021. Enjoy.
The phone lines are just jammed. Without further ado, let us go to our first guy, Brooklyn, New York. George, 30 years young. Welcome to the show, man.
Hi, thank you. Hi, Doc.
Hi, George.
Phenomenal show, I have to say. I've been listening to it for about a month, and I love it.
Thank you.
Okay, this is my situation. I just recently, a few weeks ago, I received a letter from an ex-girlfriend, and I haven't heard from her in about 10 years. And she's got all this woman needs. I mean, it's a small paragraph in the letter. It's not really that long. And it's just all this woman needs. I have no idea what she's saying.
Before you read it, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Now, you went with this girl 10 years ago?
10 years ago. She was 18 at the time. I was 20 years old.
And how long did you go with her then?
I was with her about 3 years.
About 3 years. And
yeah.
Why did she get rid of you?
She got rid of me because, you know, she wasn't happy with the way my life was going. You know, I mean, I'm just like growing up at the time.
You're right. You're a kid. Yeah, I understand.
I mean, give me time to mature, you know?
Yeah.
So she's just telling me, you know, all you care about is romance and love, and, you know, we have nothing in common, and, you know.
It took her three years to figure that out, huh?
Yeah. But, you know, since you came along, I mean, I've seen so many mistakes that I've made that I had no idea about.
Yeah.
So, you know, this letter is just like, I just don't understand it, because in your book, you say that when a woman breaks up, she has no doubts about her feelings, she has zero interest level, and she has resentment. So in this letter, when I read it, you know, I get the sense that, you know, she has a guilty conscience. I mean, she's, you know, basically apologizing.
Yeah, read it to me.
Okay. It says, "It has been a very long time, and after a couple of dreams, I thought I should find out how you were doing."
A couple of dreams?
Yeah.
Oh, she's a space cadet right now. Keep talking.
She goes, "I hope all is well. I was hoping to find a number for you, but it was not listed. I wanted to talk to you because I wanted to apologize for being very mean to you when we broke up about 10 years ago. I am so very sorry."
It took her 10 years to get the guilties, huh?
Yeah, I mean, tell me about it, you know? It took a long time.
A cold case file.
So I am so very sorry for that. I was young and immature. And this is the key sentence here, which kind of blows my mind away. She goes, "Every now and then, your memory comes to mind, and it has been eating away at me lately. I hope your life is good right now and that you are happy." That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So what I want to know from you is, what exactly is she trying to pull? I mean, after all...
Is that it? Did she give you a phone number?
Yeah, she gave me... As a matter of fact, she gave me a business card with, obviously, her phone number and her picture on it. You know, and she told me to call her so she could tell me about herself.
Yeah, call her up and take her out to lunch.
Right.
And sit there and take it all in. And
right.
Don't do any talking, and just listen to her.
Okay.
But you know what the book says? You can't go back.
Right, right.
You know, and why is this girl calling you after 10 years?
I have no clue.
Well, guy, you're to be a forensic love scientist,
right.
And that's what you're supposed
right.
to do. You're supposed to play a detective here on Love
right.
and Order.
No, this is the only
but I would think it's this, but I want to tell you something.
Right.
Don't put any hope in this.
So this is just false hope.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
No, but you can learn a lot from this girl.
Okay.
You can go out, now that you have the dating dictionary, and you got that in between your ears,
okay.
You're going to be able to go in there and listen and really, really decipher and see what she wants.
Okay.
But the point is this.
What I want to know from you is,
yeah.
You say that women at the ages 18 to 22 fall in and out of love. Is that correct?
Right, that's her.
Okay, so is it possible that once they pass that stage, can their interest level go right back up?
Yes, if you had never dated them when they were that young.
Okay.
See, you're done. See, this girl got rid of you because she had low interest level.
Yeah.
Not because you were immature, not because you didn't match her ideal or what. It's all because you turned her off, and maybe being immature was one of the reasons
so
why.
It's just a reflection.
But most 18-year-old girls are not that mature themselves.
Right.
Some are.
Right.
When it comes to love.
Right.
So I would do this. You go in there, but don't have any hopes that this is going to blossom into something.
Right.
Because what'll happen is,
okay.
Did you beg her to take her back after she got rid of you?
No, I actually.
Well, you
cut
see,
her
you're
off,
supposed
but...
to do that. Maybe she remembered that.
Right, I totally withdrew it completely.
Good, that's before you met me.
Right, way before I met you.
Date other girls. Don't put anything in this, but go out with her and see what her pitch is.
Okay.
Yeah, go listen to her stuff.
Is it possible that there might be some slight interest there still? Or, I mean, because I know once it goes past
40%. No. Guy, 10 years.
Right.
10 years.
I mean, yeah.
10 years.
If she really had high interest, she probably would have, contacted me a lot sooner?
8.5 years. She's a year and a half late.
Okay.
Yeah, what is this all out of the blue and all this? Where did you get this?
I mean, it's very misleading because I don't know what she's trying to pull here. I mean, you know, telling me that my memory has been eating away. I mean, I don't know, you know, in 10 years?
Yeah, I think she's a nut job between you and me.
Right.
Yeah, but go ahead and take a shot. But right. With the system, you're protected.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean,
okay,
everything I've learned, I just cannot forget it now. I mean, it's just, I apply all the principles, so it's... No, I thank you for that, you know?
Good. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks a lot, Doc.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye now.
Moving on to the Smoky Mountains, Martin, 56 years young. Martin, welcome to the show. First-time caller, I know. Welcome to the Doc Love Show. What's your question?
Well, I have someone I'm interested in, and I called them the other day, and their daughter answered, and she's, telling me... you're being too forward. You know, my mother's going to back off.
Is this the first time you've called this girl?
You know what a lot of online sites use these days? Virtual gifts, online dating sites, I should say. Are they worth it? Should you give her a virtual gift? Is that something that's going to endear you more to her? Well, you're going to find out in this show from January 6, 2021. The show ran about an hour, and virtual gifts is one of the topics that Doc talked about, plus much more. So check it out, January 6, 2021, in the Doc Love Club at DocLoveClub.com. And don't forget, there is way more to the Doc Love Club. Hundreds of hours of audio, hundreds of articles. It all grows weekly. So check it out. Thanks for being here. See you next week.